G'day mate, and today you have Willow the Winter Wolf, and today I brought
Sparky.
So Sparky, what do you think about this podcast?
Well, a podcast is a podcast.
No, I mean, what do you feel like you being on it?
Oh, pretty excited actually.
And this is the 7th podcast, and this is your first time coming on.
Yep.
It's crazy.
I feel like I'm on an interview.
Well, you are.
That's true.
Well, yeah. So, what do you think about furries?
They're cool.
Think, these are the two options I'm giving you. Psychopathic, creepy fruitcakes, or artistic people who aren't afraid to show their creative side.
Artistic people?
And aren't you like a gamer? And
yeah.
Well, usually gamers and furries are enemies, usually. Because they think they're weird. But now it's proof that gamers can also be friends with furries. And there's also a lot of furry gamers. I can't believe I have to tell that to people. They're like, no, furries and gamers are different. But I'm like, you can be a furry and a gamer. You know what's really cool? When furries, they wear the whole fursuit while playing a video game with the controller. Mm-hmm. And you know how, like, since I got fursuit paws, mm-hmm. you know how hard it is to actually hold on to anything.
Mm-hmm.
Including, like, your phone, because your grip is, like, non-existent.
Pretty sad.
Okay. Yeah, and also your sight. So basically, if you cup your hands around your eyes, that's basically if you're lucky, that's how much vision you get in a fursuit. Mm-hmm. If you're lucky. Like, that's like the best vision you can get out of a fursuit.
Yep, I can agree with that.
Yeah. And you would get really hot. And you know what's stupid?
What?
When people say FNAF and furries are different things.
Actually, FNAF animatronics are actually furries.
Yeah. Except for Baby and Blora and
Emmy. Yeah.
But the main characters that everyone loves is Foxy, Chica, Springtraps, Freddy. Oh yeah, because he's the main star of the show.
And Eggs Benedict.
Huh?
Eggs Benedict.
I don't know who that is. Oh yeah, the egg dude.
Eggs Benedict. Michael.
Oh yeah, I can't believe I didn't know that. Man, I looked stupid compared to you.
Well, I can agree with that.
Hey, you wanna compete in an ugly contest? You know what? You won.
Yay!
Well, so if you had to pick your persona, what would it be? Like, would it be like a wolf or something? Or would it be a wolf-dragon hybrid?
Only those two options.
No, like any animal on Earth.
Yeah.
And you can put it, even you can put them together. Like an axolotl and a dog or a... You can even do like sharks.
A T-Rex and a gorilla.
Yeah. Also, people mixed a dinosaur and a shark together.
Well, technically a shark is a dinosaur.
No, I mean like T-Rex and a shark. Or people done bat fursuits, like those are just the cutest.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do any dog with any color. So what do you think about the hate that furries get? Is it very unfair?
Well, yeah, I think that they're cool, but it's just that it gets weird when, like, the furries have pets. That's when it doesn't really make sense, when the furries have their own pets.
Well, I'm a furry and I have a dog.
No, I'm saying like people like the actual, like Freddy, like let's just say a humanoid animal with a pet, I'm saying.
Oh, like they have, like, they walk their dog in a fursuit.
Yeah.
No, that's just weird.
I know.
And also that's very unsafe because you can't see.
No, I'm saying like in the movie how they actually, the furries like Arthur, in Arthur like
walking
his dogs.
But also the furry movies, Lion King, Zootopia.
Yeah.
The list can go on. Yeah, FNAF. Well, FNAF is very... How do you feel about FNAF is bringing more furries into the furry fandom? What do you think of that?
Pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Why do gamers say furries are bad?
Yeah, because they think they're creepy, and also they think... Because when you look it up on Google...
Yeah?
Some very not happy things that people write about it. Most of the time it's inappropriate.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it's creepy, well, I thought gamers like creepy things, like...
No, I'm saying, like...
Weird?
18 plus stuff.
Oh.
Because if you look it up on, like, your dad's computer or, like, your grandma's computer and your search history is gonna make you think that... You are that age, but if you just got, like, if you're just a child and you just, all you've been researching is Baby Shark, then you won't, or like flowers or something, then it won't come out up as bad. But since, if you use an adult's phone, since the search history is older, because your parents are probably looking up for, like, new kitchen stuff, like pots and pans and all that kind of jazz. Or, like, t-shirts. Like, you can never have enough t-shirts. Or jackets in the freezing cold winter of Melbourne. Because we know all how that cold it will be. I don't know how we got to this point, but you know it's also really cool how furries can be DJs. Like with the fursuit heads on and with giant chunky paws and they like use the dial.
You're reminding me of Marshmallow, even the...
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're really reminding me.
With the big like
head. Marshmallow head with two X eyes.
Yeah.
Or
but he doesn't.
Eyes.
But the more impressive thing about furry DJs is because they wear gloves. Basically, they have four fingers, so they have to put two of their fingers together for it to fit in the glove. And they have giant chunky paws. If you want, I can bring out one of them.
No, that's fine.
Later. So, what do you think about FNAF? Like, do you agree FNAF fans are just creepy furries?
That's basically describing them.
Yeah, unless they're being the puppet. But you can say if they're a big fan of the puppet, they are a furry because of Lefty.
Well, yeah, good point.
You know what would be the best cosplay?
What?
If you had a puppet costume, but then you put a Lefty costume on top.
That'd actually be epic.
And then you take it off and you'd be like, I'm the puppet! That would be like the best cosplay. 10 out of 10 stars.
Well, I would say Phantom Puppet because she got burned in the fire.
Yeah.
So she's wearing Lefty to cover up her wounds.
Yeah. Well, but that would actually be cool. Like, if you
more funny than cool.
Yeah. Actually, imagine.
And you'll be really hot in it.
Well, actually, if you just use that as your Under Armour, if you get like a puppet Under Armour, then it is possible. And also, you just get a balaclava for the head. Balaclava is basically the thing, so
yeah,
when
balaclava
you sweat,
is basically a sack over your head.
Not exactly. I had to pause for that. Yeah, it's basically like a ninja mask thing. That stops you from sweating and getting all your gross sweat into the fursuit. Because fursuit heads,
called a bandana.
No, it's called a balaclava. Oh. It covers your whole face. And there's even tutorials how to make it out of your t-shirt. Basically it stops, because sweat is really hard to get out of a fursuit. Because you can't just put them in the wash, because most of them are made out of resin.
Yeah.
Or 3D filling.
Yeah.
And you can't put them in the washing machine or else it'll crack.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also made out of foam and hot glue. But you can usually put your tail, your paws. Only your hand paws, though. Usually.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't suggest with your tail, actually.
Yeah, I would did suggest
unless it has, like, one of those belt loops that you connect to your belt. Either way, I would not risk it. Because the plastic that clips onto it, that would break.
Oh, like a spring trap. Spring lock, sorry.
Yeah. And also, I don't know about the fur, because it would come off and it will melt. Because of fake fur is made out of plastic and heat.
I thought it was made of, like...
It's not made of actual animal fur.
I'm saying, like, made out of carpet or something.
What do you think carpet's made out of?
Animal fur?
No, most of the time, it's just plastic.
Oh.
Very soft plastic. It's called microplastic.
Is this plastic?
Maybe, I don't know. And for the leather for the nose, it's usually fake leather. Because some of the... Actually, most of the time, you might see a fursuiter and sometimes they're vegan.
Vegan fursuiters. That's a good combination.
Hey, what if your sister became a fursuiter?
That's a good idea.
And then she just get like a fake leather nose for her, and we're like, are you vegan? Yeah, it's fake leather.
Fake leather nose? It sounds like pointy nose like Gru has.
No, it's just like a flattish nose.
Oh, that's sad.
But I would love to just go to a furry con and just see a fursuiter while I'm in a fursuit, mm-hmm. and it'll just be like, hello, mister, can I see you? Boop, thanks for your time.
Sounds pretty awkward to me.
Nah, it's also... Did you know hugs are the furry version of the handshake? So basically, most of the time, they won't refuse a hug. And they won't refuse a photo. Unless it's Shabbos. Why do you go fursuiting on Shabbos?
Good point.
I'm like... If you go fursuiting on Shabbos in the public, then you're gonna get asked, obviously. No, Muslim. Then you're gonna get asked to be taking a photo.
Mm-hmm.
But also... The Jewish holiday thing. That goes every week.
Yeah.
Also, we're getting a bit sidetracked. Let's go back to FNAF.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Good job.
Big brain me.
High five. Too slow. Oh, you actually got it.
And I was being slow.
So, what's your idea on FNAF?
That's actually really cool and creepy.
Yep. So, who is your favorite character from FNAF?
Nightmare Foxy.
Nightmare. I thought it was Withered Foxy.
No, but Nightmare Foxy is much more withered. And it has much more sharper teeth and claws.
I can't choose between Lefty and Springtrap. All Glitch Trap. Like, they're all amazing. I don't like Plush Trap, though.
Yeah, he's spring trap, because he's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, but also Lefty, he can just take off his head and be like, I'm the puppet!
He can't really do that.
Well, but if you take off his head, you see the puppet head,
don't you? I know, but it's hard. Wait, can it animate? Wouldn't the puppet get spring locked?
Well, it's already, like, it can't really feel pain, can it?
I know, but wouldn't it already get spring locked by the thing?
Not really, because he's metal, isn't he?
I know, but still.
If he gets spring locked. If she gets spring locked, then, if she gets spring locked, the spring locks will be blunt against the metal.
Yeah, maybe leave a bit of a dent and it'll be hard to take it off.
Yeah, unless it's like, unlike the head, it's only like a few springs. Like, I think you would be able to figure out how to take off the head every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, wait, Lefty's like, he actually gets to choose to be a furry. He's like, oh, dang it, I died, but I'm not a furry. Time to make me a furry.
Well, I don't think he really chose the Lefty. I think he just had she had nowhere to go. So she found Lefty in the scrapyard and then...
Do you think William Afton gave furries a bad name because he's a furry killer? Well, he is the furry who kills children.
Well, still, it makes them much more cooler.
Well, if that was in real life, that means I would not be a furry, because that means furries would be assumed with killing.
Yeah. But it's just a game.
Good thing, or else that would be illegal. Like, all of the times that it reopened...
Spring bunny mask would be illegal.
No, but killing children and keep reopening the restaurant with animatronics have health violations.
I know.
This podcast is being a bit long. How about let's wrap it up, alright?
Okay.
Well, we'll see you again. Bye.